Eli, we all know about Seattle's defense. They seem to have the whole package. But what is the one thing that they seem to do better than everybody else that makes them so successful defensively?
Well, they just don't they don't make many mistakes. They play fast. They do everything pretty well. They do a good job getting a pass rush. A lot of times just bringing four guys. They mix in some pressure. They play a lot of man-to-man, kind of on the outside with their corners, and are physical with them. So, they have a good scheme, and we'll have some things to hopefully give us some chances to make some plays and run our offense efficiently. But we got everybody's gonna have to do their assignments very well.
How much different have they looked on the road to you than at home? Obviously, on the road is where they've had their losses.
I haven't analyzed the difference between on the road and at home. I'm just kind of really looking at scheme and. Looking at their defensive side of the ball and trying to get an idea of, how plays are going to look and what plays we're going to run and where our chances are going to be successful.
Eli, where do you and your teammates find motivation for this
game? Just in doing our job. And, you get into this game because you love playing football. You love competing. You love going out there trying to win a football game, and so in that aspect, nothing's changed. We want to go win a game and play well, and we're going to work hard and game plan and prepare, and then hopefully we can go out there Sunday and play a good game.
Eli, you and Victor have had quite the chemistry. He's almost at 1,000 yards again this year. Talk about his season and his last three seasons.
Yeah, Victor's done a great job working hard. Improving. His game, early on it was kind of mostly just a slot guy, but now he's outside and winning those matchups one-on-one on the outside and getting better at that. So he's a guy who comes to work every day and in practice and in games, and has made a lot of plays for us.
Eli, I can't remember in all the years I've been covering football, the 6'3" corner like Sherman. When you watch him on tape, I mean, first of all, is the size the first thing that catches your eye, and then what is it that makes him so good?
He's very physical. He's got long arms. He gets his hands on the receivers and doesn't let them get a lot of clean releases. And so, our receivers have to be physical with him. He's gonna hold and grab and use everything. And so we're gonna have to do a great job of beating that press man coverage. And he plays the ball very well in the air on the go route. So he's a good player. But I think we'll have some routes and some different things to try to take advantage of his style of play. I'm surprised and thought we were prepared to have a big year and do some good things. So it was just tough. We had some opportunities to win some games that we didn't, that we were very close and definitely within reach in the fourth quarter, and we didn't take advantage of those opportunities and therefore are in the position that we're in right now.
Do you find motivation in the fact that this is one of the NFL's best teams, one of the NFL's best defenses?
Yeah, I think for this game, for sure. Go against, I think it's a great challenge to us. And to go against, on paper, the best defensive team in the NFL right now. Their offense is explosive and scores a lot of points, and they're playing about as good as anybody. And so, I think that's a great motivation to us to try to go out there and play against one of the best and see if we can get a win.
Eli, a year ago you didn't get sacked that much, and this year it's career high, like 32. I mean, what's the difference?
I haven't looked to see exactly what the difference is. I think every sack could be different. And you can't. It's the offensive line. That's not always the case. It's running backs. It's receivers getting open. It's me setting the right protections and doing those things. So, I think it's just there's a combination of a number of things. But, hopefully we can these last few games, get back to eliminating those and getting the ball out quickly, but also have some chances to get the ball down the field.